I don't like fish sticks.
All right, so.
I'm dead.
Now, just because you're dead does not mean that you are eliminated from the potential victim scene. Your character obviously can't go for his hope. So what you do is...
How do you know they could push episodes
forward? It's the Bruce Thompson Memorial Circle event.
Instead of having an interactive scene, you have what is called a vignette, which either shows how Bruce's family is dealing with his sudden loss, or if you do have to do a second one, you can do how the community is dealing with the impact of having a killer on the streets. So, you know,
I can be the family.
So again, it's not interactive. You just get to describe what the scene looks like, and then that's your little tribute to Bruce. So, do we want to start, or do you want to have some time to think about that?
Give me a couple minutes. I had something in my head. I need to get my thoughts collected a little better. So.
Okay. So, another victim scene.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, we've got resources, for English skills. So, another obstacle will be. Yeah, I'm chasing this one, yeah. So, okay. Yeah, here we go. Roxana is at the local library and going up to the librarian and saying, Excuse me, ma'am. I must type this application essay on the typewriter?
Yes.
Do you have to borrow for me?
Do you have a student ID?
Student ID? I have my ID from my... I have my passport from the Eastern European country I am from. But I am not a student. I must become a student by applying.
Do you have a library card?
I am afraid not.
Well, let's do this. We will get your... application for a library card. It takes just 5 minutes.
All right.
I'll have you fill it out, and you can go over there and use that, and you'll have a library card. You can come in here anytime you wish.
Let me fill out the librarian card, and I will do that. Here it is. Filled out.
Your address looks a little strange. What's 123 any town or any lane?
That is where the dormitory where I am staying. It is a corporation. It has us hired us and we puts us in this place.
At 123 any lane.
Yes.
Yeah, if you don't leave, we'll call security. I don't like the people who like it.
It is not the fake. I will go fix it. Okay. Again, fails.
Hurts my nose after a while.
All right. Failed again.
Failed again.
Application essay.
I have no name, librarian.
Yeah.
She is the Gestapo.
Do you have an idea for Bruce's vignette?
Sort of. I'm going to try this as well.
Okay.
His, the police obviously have informed his family. His sister Dana has come in to identify the body. Can you just describe it pretty much? Is that all you're really doing? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. She's coming to describe it or to view the body. Whenever somebody's killed, you have to go identify the person. She goes and she breaks down crying and angry and hurt and upset and all the emotions rolled into one. And in her anger, she lashes out at the detectives. Why didn't you protect my sister or my sister, My brother.
Your sister.
There was a time now. Why didn't you protect my brother? And pounding on him and doing that kind of thing and wanting the reassurance that this person or persons is going to be brought to justice. And how can you let this happen?
Oh, that's good.
Sure. Okay.
Penelope.
Yeah. Penelope is at the college. What do you call it?
Who?
Yeah.
Jill Carson?
Jill Carson. Doing her laps. Her unprofessional trainer is a cousin. And so she's still doing the laps, and the cousin is telling her how that this is discrimination, and they have there are several different options they have to get her on that team because of what the coach told her. So, and she's not even watching her. Anybody want to be the cousin?
You want to do it this time?
Okay, all right. Penelope, look here. It says here in the paper that Speedo has this new shark skin suit. That if you wear this suit, it increases your speed by 10%. So we just get you one of the suits, and you will be faster than all the other girls.
How's my form?
It's good. It's good. Look. Oh, look. It says here that if you drink sports drinks, then you will be faster because you will. These sports drinks have less specific gravity than water. Awesome! It's pure science!
She's like in the middle of the pool, making her way back.
Keep going! Look, it says here that if you keep pace with, as I blow this whistle, kick as I blow the whistle, you will be actually faster than everyone else. So he starts blowing the whistle at a very fast pace that is impossible to keep up with.
Well, that's okay, because she listens to you anyway.
So what do you think, Penelope? Which option do you want me to? Hey, that's my whistle. Get that before it hits the ball. Water.
That's my form.
Your form is perfect. But I'm telling you, it's not form, it's science.
Well, what are we gonna do to get me on the scene?
We're gonna.
If my form is perfect.
We're gonna write Speedo a letter and see if they'll send you a new bathing suit.
Bathing suit?
Yeah.
You think a bathing suit's gonna get me on
the scene? Well, swimsuit, you know.
Okay.
I'll start typing.
Good news is Speedo says
you've already got a sponsor.
Unfortunately, Speedo says no.
No, Speedo says yes. Coach says no. Because, you know, that the whole point is to try and get on the team.
Oh, get on the team. Yeah.
The coach says, what are you drinking? Gatorade.
She's got two sponsors now. She's got Gatorade and she's got Speedo.
All right.
So,
but still not fast. All right, so now we do reports. Oh, dice. No, I don't roll though.
Oh, because I still. Another body that's been.
Oh, right, and it's mine.
Serial killer has struck.
Oh, please
again.
Be Penelope. Please be Penelope. Please be Penelope. Please, please be Penelope. Please be Penelope.
Yeah, he likes Roxanne. He likes. Was it you?
Roxanna.
So we ended up with our own. No, that's ironic.
Roxanna.
It's his fault he pulled them.
I did. I pulled mine and gave it to you. I pulled yours and gave it to you. I should have kept it. Oh, well. So Roxanna is found. So we have another body.
Yes.
So,
I need a bathroom. Your other one's there.
No, I don't roll.
No, you don't roll.
And he doesn't roll.
He was.
Oh, no, he was because he's the... I'm... Okay, investigator does it wrong. Right.
All right, I've only got one success this time.
Two. Let's see what the crime scene detection found. Crime scene technician found.
All right, chief.
What'd you find on this? So I hear we have a new body. What did you find? What's going on?
Well, we've taken samples from the campsite with Dwight Smith and samples of DNA off the things that we found there, the campfire tools as well as everything else. We've also taken comparative prints, and we have found at least a 3-point match. Oh, yeah.
Right, and you can rearrange the...
So DNA evidence, huh?
We found a 3-point match.
That came back fast.
For the fingerprint.
Oh, okay.
Because the fingerprints on the bodies are too smudged to be at a full 9-point test.
Don't get technical with me. Great.
We've also more testing with the current lifeguard. Looks like he's been killed with the same weapon used in the the victim, has been killed with the same serrated edge weapon as the previous victims. And in seeing that, we believe that the camping knife is a specific knife from a woodsman. It's a woodsman.
So all three were killed with the same knife.
All three were killed with the same knife. I like that better than my long experience.
This receipt, I'll come back to that in a second. Okay. Now, detective, this receipt that we have here in the evidence room, where was this found?
That was found at the campsite.
It was. That's what I thought. Any information from this new body?
I've only got one thing to add to the table, sir.
Well, one might make the difference.
I got a confession from Dwight.
A confession from Dwight?
Signed. Can we pick him up? Can we send this to Dana?
I was gonna say, you already picked him up.
Do you have a lawyer present?
It's a good confession.
Okay, I'm not doubting it. I just don't want it to be held up by the DA. So what do you think? Do we have enough here to go to the DA with this?
We got a confession.
Yeah, but you know, some crazies, they confess to anything. But I think we're good. I think I'm going to take this to the DA. Good work. I'll let you know what he says.
All right. Now you get to roll.
And I'm trying to match all these.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you roll 5 dice.
All right.
Okay. We have 2 failures that will not fit anything. So we have 3 that will fit.
And 6s don't fit because they're 6s. They'll never fit.
They'll never fit. So that chain is safe, that chain is safe, and that chain is safe. This one and this one have been thrown out.
Oh.
And we have not made an arrest.
Darn. So we take these off?
No, we're going to leave them there.
All right.
Because they're tainted evidence.
Okay.
Let's put them on sideways, just so that we know that they're tainted.
So there's a problem with the evidence, essentially.
Right. So we did not get this past the grand jury because the premeditation victim-bound thing and the Boy Scout thing
didn't pan out. He was never a Boy Scout.
He was never a Boy Scout. So.
Yeah.
Bound?
Well, they were bound, but it doesn't prove anything.
Right.
This rope doesn't match this.
Right.
It doesn't prove anything. You can get rubber rope anywhere.
It doesn't prove it's premeditated by the same person. It proves that somebody tied him up. So he could have just came
along.
Yeah. I didn't tie him up.
I didn't tie him, but I did.
I found him tied up. I found him that way. Another victim?
I'm going to get one of these. Because we have gone into what, you know, again, we've run out of victims. We obviously know who the next victim is going to be.
Right.
Therefore, we make more victims.
Oh, man.
We can just flip the sheet over.
Poor Roxana.
We know that we're dealing with a lifeguard. And that it's a cream. And that we need a name.
We do it on the backside? Okay.
And a
lifeguard.
Hope. And
obstacles. Green hope obstacles.
Hey, I hope my girlfriend isn't cheating on me.
Pass these around again for the obstacles.
Yep. Let's see. Maloney Pierce. Oh.
Melanie or I can't remember. Melanie. Or Melanie. Yeah.
She owns, you know, her own history shot. She is well.
You can't get any simpler than that.
Thanks, Mel. Sorry.
Oh, failure on yours really sucks. I mean, usually only A and B of yours. Is we'll do or won't do.
Oh, that sucks.
I bet my last one. Except for she's the same fate I do.
All right. My last obstacle has dates on each during his shift to make him watch. You know, lifeguard and all. Don't worry, he's looking out there, not at us.
Oh, okay.
He sees somebody get eaten by a shark.
Right, and I need an extra. Now there are four, and I'll end up with two. Yeah. We're not letting Mel pick again.
I did that.
All right. Yeah. You pick one, and you pick one, and I keep two.
Twice the victim's half the price.
All right. With confession.
Sudden death.
All right. So, rather than have you do a vignette, you're going to introduce
his character died last. I already in.
Right. Well, no. Rather than
so I'll introduce my new guy.
Vignette. We're going to introduce your new guys.
Okay. So Peter Barron, the aspiring actor, will go visit his agent, who's a scam artist, and say, Monty, you got anything for me?
I'm going to need a little more money.
Monty, what happened to the last 50 I gave you?
Look, Dev, pictures cost money.
Yeah, I know. I got to get new ones taken.
Exactly. The appointment to take the pictures costs money.
But it seems like all my money is going to you.
Well, it's because I make the deals for you.
Monty, I think maybe I should get rid of you.
Well, you want to get rid of your career? I thought you wanted to be an actress. You want to go to Hollywood, right?
You got to show me that you're doing it for me. You've been scamming me this whole time. You don't got any receipts or nothing. I'm gonna go find my own agent. Goodbye. So what happens when he succeeds at something? If you get the three obstacle successes, then you've achieved your goal before you get killed.
You don't achieve or not achieve your goal by the amount of failures.
Okay. I'll wait till later.
Because,
okay.
You know, you have to survive.
You got to survive, exactly. Yeah, okay. Next.
Let's see. Melanie Pierce, her biggest problem right now, she wants to open her own pastry shop. You open up a pastry shop, well, you have to know how to cook like one of the masters, like Bobby Flay or one of those. So she's going into one of the culinary schools, because there's several actually in Columbus, or even in the West Coast, obviously. She's going into one of the pastry schools, do-it-yourself pastry or something like that, and wants to become a student. So she's going to go in and apply and talk to the
the admissions consultant.
Yeah, thank you. The guidance counselor, if you will. And see if she can get set up to do the...
You can be the assistant. You can be the counselor.
You want to be the assistant? All right. So, come on in,
Melanie.
It's the lifeguard.
Melanie?
What? It's the lifeguard.
Who? Melanie.
Oh,
right. Lifeguards, we take all kinds. I mean, so you're thinking about a career change. That's great. We have...
Does she know that it's pastry, not sushi?
I'll do fine. I think I can do this. I know I can do this. This has been my dream for years and years and years.
Well, it's so lucky for you is that starting right today, right now, actually, in the next couple of minutes, is our admissions placement cook-off. And so we have all our prospective students show up with their stuff in the kitchen, as it were, sort of like an Iron Chef, if you will. And we have room for her, don't you think?
I can do it. Let's see. You can't be serious.
Yeah. So here's your spot in the cook-off. If you can make a palatable dish, you're in. Oh my gosh, what is that?
It's that. Those are simple puff pastries.
It's Limburger cheese mixed with oysters mixed with peanut butter.
It gives it a new and flavorful taste.
No. We don't... No. Sorry.
Go back to sushi.
Back to Main Street.
Go back to sushi. Oh, so sushi.
I'm afraid Melanie does not get into the class.
You crushed my dreams.
All right. What happens?
You gotta learn to cook before you go to cooking school. Where am I supposed to do that?
You gotta get experience to get experience.
I have no one to cook for, only my 12 cats. I'm gonna do 2 scenes currently at this point because I have 2 different people. Actually, yeah, we'll go around twice because that way you guys can do your vignettes anyway.
Okay, all right.
That makes sense. And I'm going to introduce Sean Duffy with my first one. Sean is a lifeguard and he is on duty. And his girl is there at the beach with another guy. Now, as to whether or not this is his best friend, she's cheating on her. But yes, I need a girlfriend and I need a guy.
Girlfriend? Guy? Guy, girlfriend?
Yeah.
Alright. So, Bob, you rub some more of that lotion on my back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that feels nice. Bobby, not so low. Wait.
Lower.
Sean might be watching. A little lower.
Yeah.
That's right where I like it.
You sure is it?
Looks like someone needs saving! Runs off. This is you guys. Sleeping.
Oh, that's a success. Okay. Okay.
Totally not paying attention.
So, the vignette for Roxana is her family. You see, an obvious foreign Eastern European woman and man, you know, in their big bulky jackets, you know, cloth jackets, big bushka hats. Even though it's hot, arriving at the airport, looking around confused, and clearly the mother has been crying, and they're met by a representative who must be from the lifeguard agency that hired the foreigners to come do this, and he escorts the family, the parents, to get their daughter's body to return to her country.
I already done one of Bruce, so I need to do another.
Yeah, you can either do another vignette of in the life of Bruce's family dealing with the grief, or you can do a vignette of the community now has
3 killers,
3 deaths,
3 deaths
of lifeguards.
No one's on the beach. Beach closed.
Yeah, poor Roxana. She could get her extra hours now.
Protests in this nice large urban city are happening in front of the courthouse where people are wanting the killer brought to justice. Protests of, why aren't the police doing their job? Who's going to keep us safe? You know, things like that. You see this going on there all over the news. CNN has it now.
Wow.
CNN awesome. Really desperate for news anyway, but that's not the point.
Cool.
No rioting yet. The 3 grief-stricken parents are brought up there. Your Reverend Al Sharpton is up there. He just drops from the sky whenever he wants.
Ladies and gentlemen. Penelope is at the tryouts, despite the fact that Coach told her not to come. She's trying out. This is not really an interaction. It's pretty much a does she
is she a walk on or not?
Right.
No.
She is.
Oh my God.
It's that new swimsuit. I told you.
So she makes the tryout.
I think I'll write my own letter to Speedo now.
That doesn't mean that she made the team. That means that everybody at the tryouts knew she should have made the team. So impresses at the tryouts. Because none of the obstacles can actually answer whether or not. So even the she is cheating.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe she's not. She's with someone.
Right.
She's with a boy.
She's still like she is.
Probably.
It's just simple and succinct.
It's hard to say. All right.
It's not cheating if I love both of you.
He's my cousin.
I love him. Kumbaya.
Dice.
Now we're into investigation scene again.
Or new body, right? New body. Yeah, your body, right?
I don't want to move in. I represent half of the bodies on this.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see who it is.
Oh, Penny died.
Oh,
she made the team
and then got whacked. Stop celebrating.
I know who did it now. It's that damn coach.
Who do you mean? Just because I'm like, really? All right.
She didn't have it. She didn't have the heart of what it took. Want something is one thing, but where is it?
Okay.
I have one piece of evidence.
I have one piece of evidence.
All right. Well, we can go one of two ways. Either of you can forego your success to argue for either of these two pieces of chains to be brought back in. In which case, one success actually equals two pieces.
Oh.
Or we can just add new.
I'm gonna try to validate this.
The premeditated. Okay.
Is it both or just one?
If you forego your successes to bring in a chain, you bring in the entire chain.
Okay, I'm gonna do that. Because I only have one success.
So you find a way to make the fact that the victim was bound premeditatedly important to the case.
I know how to do that.
How?
The new victim was also bound. The same way, same type of rope.
That's perfect.
So
why don't you use your success to do that?
Okay. Roll. Or
no, you rolled and you only got one success.
Yes.
So what is your new evidence?
No, he's gonna do that. He's
I'm gonna do that. Victim is bound in the same way, the same rope.
Or that's a new
actually,
fact. That's better. You say that the victim is it's the same rope.
You bring this in.
So you bring that back in. Right. So write it down somewhere.
Just put it on the sticky that bound in same rope.
Bound
new victim.
Yeah. Cut from the same rope.
In
same man. Same that's two, but
rope type.
Well, since you're the crime scene technician, you can just say same rope. It doesn't have to be same type.
Yeah, same rope. Exact same rope.
Exact same rope.
Like it was.
Well, how did he get it off the other victim?
Cut from the same rope. And I will try to make those two tainted evidences match. That look, it's the same rope.
Okay.
It's the same knot. He was a Boy Scout. He was premeditated. And the victim was bound. You can't deny that.
And he was an Eagle Scout, and he survived a tornado.
I'll argue that.
Actually, all you had to do was you went up to the DA with the new evidence, and that's what you did. You brought it back in.
Oh, okay. There we go.
So that's an automatic. You forego any of your successes.
To bring those three back in. To bring these two back in, and it's kind of based on that, but it didn't have to be.
Yeah, you notice we got another victim after we let Dwight go too.
I've been saying that.
No, you said it's a fisherman. And the fisherman was gambling in Las Vegas at the time.
So, now, when we roll, are these three count? So do we just need two successes, or?
Well, at this point, I could roll one, and we get a 50-50 chance of getting this piece in, which would be enough for us to arrest Dwight Smith.
We only need four, or we need five?
We need four, because he has a death stealth of three.
Oh, so we need one more. Right.
So I can choose to roll this now, and if I get a 3, 2, or a 1,
right, we got enough.
Then we've arrested him, and our three new victims are safe.
Yeah, let's do it. We've got enough.
Yeah. All right.
50-50 shot, I think that's pretty good.
I think it's pretty good.
We like arrest.
We still have the confession.
We got a 50% chance to save.
You know what? It's about the rope. They just don't like the rope.
And that taints all those, or it taints what?
That taints this.
Why this and not this? Oh, because it's already
tainted.
That's already tainted. Right. Ah, that rope. Are you sure it's the same rope?
All right.
We match fibers from one to the other, and we're seeing the same striations.
All right. So, body?
No, victim scene. We have a body.
Victim scene?
Yep. We'll have a new body.
We can pile the bodies in the middle of the table, please.
Yeah.
Figuratively and
literally.
Yes.
Alright. Man, our serial killer's stacking up.
Okay. Melanie, now that she's been rejected by the culinary pastry school, the San Francisco, she's decided that, okay, fine, she needs to find a way to get her cooking skills better. So right now, she is going to go to one of those little teaching classes that they have at usually the colleges. They have usually have free classes that they teach people how to do some basic cooking skills. Trust me, I know, I've had to take them. So she's going to go there and she's going to speak to somebody about taking the class. She's going to try to take the class and speak with the instructor because it's usually the person you talk to.
Okay.
So she's going to walk up. She's going to ask her shingle.
I'm sorry, all the classes are full.
The classes can't be full. Not yet.
Well, we only have a limited amount of stoves and a limited amount of kitchen space.
Well, if I double up with somebody.
Double up with somebody? We can do that. I mean, we can't charge somebody and give them half the services. There might be room. Let me look. No, I'm afraid not. I'll tell you what, there is a class starting next month. Maybe next month you can come back.
Fine. Joe doesn't get her.
Okay. Similarly, Peter has gone to find a new agent, and his portfolio has been stolen.
Wasn't yours, it was mine.
What?
Wasn't stolen? You never gave it to me.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was told.
What's yours is mine, and what's mine is mine. I'll get you a job.
So, and he has no acting skills, so he's going to see an agent who said, you know, who tells him what, you know. He has to overcome one of these two things: no acting skills, no portfolio with this agent. So, who wants to be the agent?
I'll be the agent.
Okay. Name?
Manny.
Manny, my name is Peter Barron. I faxed you my information. I'm looking for a new agent. I'm new here in town. I'm an up and comer, but I think I can make it big here in Hollywood, and I need an agent.
Do you have any previous acting experience?
No. Well, some high school plays. Well, yeah.
Do what?
I was just asking about the last.
Some high school plays.
Some high school plays, huh?
Yeah, I mean, well, I ran the recorder, but I mean, I was in the, you know, on the team. I mean, on the drama club.
So you've never been in front of an audience and done anything like that? No Broadway, no TV commercials, no anything like that yet?
No.
Well. Have you ever...
I'm sorry. This is the wrong Peter Barron, the actor. The other Peter's... He shouldn't be interviewing you. Sorry, secretary.
Oh.
I can change my name. I can put a stage name if there's another Peter Barron with that name, you know?
Let me see you do some acting here. Let's,
To be or not to be...
Well,
that is the question.
That is the question.
Four. He's pretty good.
You've got some potential. I like that. You got some potential. I'll tell you what. We're going to be rolling a new commercial here soon. We'll see how you do for the tryouts on that.
Oh, I'll be back. Cool. He's got two successes.
You got heavy.
So my best friend and I are having a conversation about Shelley. Because, you know, I'm a little worried about her. She seems to be distant these days. And you've been spending some time with her. What do you think?
I'm the girlfriend, right?
No, you're the best friend. The best friend that wants her.
I think if she's, you know, she? No, he. You're the girl, right?
Nope, I'm Sean Duffy.
Oh.
Shelly, my girlfriend, has been a little strange lately.
Okay.
You know, I mean, like, yesterday I was rescuing this old woman who went out too far on the beach, and I thought I saw her out there with some guy. I mean, it looked like you even, so I'm seeing stuff. I'm just, I don't know, what do you think?
Well, you know, if you're having doubts about her already, you know, you guys have been together for a little while now, but if you guys are not syncing up and you're so paranoid about her, she's going to be paranoid about you, and your relationship's going to fall apart. So the only thing you can do is break up with her.
You're right. I'll give her a call. I'll stand myself on
fame like a violin.
Next time I see her, I'll tell her we're breaking up.
Going for my bearskin rug. I'm going to be Quagmire from Family Guy.
Do we all have one?
Yep.
Oh, we got to open?
Yep.
You're the chief, right? Okay.
I'm
so
chief.
You open.
Yep.
Don't be Peter.
Did you kill yourself again?
I've died twice.
Melanie again.
Every game today, I've either been blown up once or a while. I got everything blown up. I've been chopped up.
So now we roll for clues. You and I roll. Okay.
That's where they are.
Two.
Oh,
my goodness. You got all five. Wow.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get him on this one.
Finally.
It took Melanie to break the ice.
You might finally get the fisherman.
Yeah.
All right. We'll start with you because the psychological profiler usually follows in with the... I'm a big B.D. Wong fan. All right, team. I know we've been still looking at this Dwight Smith, and I know you've we've tried to take this to the DA a couple times, and it hasn't worked out. Is anybody? Do you have anything new for me? Have you? You've been beating the streets. What do you got?
All right. We got a new body. We got an eyewitness.
So he's getting sloppy now.
Yeah, her name is
I see freely.
Shelley Peabody. Her boyfriend is.
Oh, I need this, don't I?
Shelley, though he said.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it there. So we've got stuff kind of marked.
Her boyfriend is
a lifeguard.
So she happened to be at the beach that night with someone else. So we got Shelley Peabody.
Eyewitness.
Eyewitness. And what did Shelley Peabody see?
With Brad Thomas. Eyewitness number two.
I'm gonna have to go in a new category because this is out, so I can't put anything there, right?
We can move these off because right now they're.
But we might want to make them untainted.
Right, but since they're tainted, we can just take them.
Okay, I'll put them on the far end there.
Well, see, here's the good news. This would go with this.
Right.
Something fails and we somehow don't make our roll.
Now, Shelley has also been camping at the campground. Right? Actually,
Shelley's been camping at
Shelley Peabody's father, Shelley's father owns the, or is one of the guards at the camp.
Okay.
Okay. Father is a ranger.
As in forest ranger, or as in
as in forest
military?
As a forest ranger. She has seen, Shelley has seen Dwight at camp.
No. Mm-hmm. I kind of put all the camp stuff.
Well, since this one is already successful.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to put that.
I see. I thought I just added to it.
Father is a ranger for the witnesses.
So we'll put that there with those. Because you've got two witnesses, and we'll put this as a detail to help strengthen the
right.
characters. Because that would be if somebody else would be brought on the stand.
Bringing her father dinner, Shelley has seen Dwight at the camp, which is how she was able to recognize him when she saw him at the boat.
Good there. Still goes with eyewitness testimony. Technically, I'd go there, but since that's considered a success, that's a success, right?
Right. And I have one more. So we've got two eyewitnesses. One of the eyewitnesses is...
What about something about Dwight himself? Or about the killer himself?
Now why wouldn't you just untaint all these three with your last name?
I would have,
Or does that cost three?
That would cost my turn.
Oh, your turn, okay.
So if I'd only had one,
right. Got
I might bring it back.
Yep, got it. Yep. Okay.
Good. But,
but you have five, so yeah, if you had three or less, it would make, you know, if you had two, it would make sense.
Right, if you want to bring that two,
yeah, that
three
would
back,
make sense for me. Yeah.
Then I can add to it with my last one.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm going to do.
Okay, so I will hold back on my last bit of evidence. Waiting on...
I will forego my two.
Arguing about the rope again.
Let me see. Psychology. Let me see.
I've been working this case for a long time. I don't want this guy slipping through our fingers.
Yeah. And the reason why the rope evidence bound, premeditated, and new victim bound with the same rope is untainted is because
take it from a profile perspective and add it to here.
Yeah, I'm just trying to just for kicks and giggles, right. I want to see if I can figure out how
I think
why
the rope at the campsite did not match. He bought the rope. He bought rope at the campsite.
Yeah.
Camp rope at the campsite did not match. All the bodies were used with the same rope, but it wasn't.
It wasn't the rope at the campsite.
Right. Because I've gotten a warrant to search the boat.
Right,
found the rope on the boat.
And that matches what we got.
And because that matches, we can bring this back in.
Okay. Sounds good.
So we want to...
So we've got two more chains of evidence. So you roll two dice, and as long as you don't get a 5 and a 6 on both of them, we just need one success.
5 and or 6?
Five and or 6. A 2. All right. Yes! So the 5, one of them, probably the rope.
So you got on 2 for Brad, the eyewitness, or on premeditated.
Right. It doesn't matter. You get to choose.
Yeah, I know. So pick one. Either Brad Thomas, the eyewitness,
hey,
or premeditated.
Eyewitnesses? I think the eyewitnesses would probably be better for the
stronger,
game.
Yeah.
So it goes at the bottom? Oh, I see.
Well, actually, it doesn't matter where it goes. It's just this is representing the fact that these are fought and won for.
Okay.
These are good evidence.
So all 4 chains are good.
All right. 4 chains are good.
We have made an arrest! Woo!
We've only lost many people.
You think we lost like
five people?
Yeah.
Five bodies later.
All right.
Now you can arrest the fisherman.
So we know that Melanie is not going to achieve her pastry shot.
No. Not unless she doesn't go down the grade.
We do not know whether or not Peter is going to make it in Hollywood, or if Sean is going to have a girlfriend that's not cheating on him. So here's how that works. Since there's three of us, the two of you would be voting the two of you will be voting on mine, and the two of us will be voting on his.
Okay.
If there's a tie where one of us votes for and the other votes for against, then you'd get to decide. Otherwise,
who gets to decide? The player of the character?
The player only gets to decide if there's a tie.
Okay. All right.
So. I don't go first. So if you want to do thumbs up, thumbs down. If you want to do a
so which one are we voting on?
Vote on Sean first. So
we're voting on cheating.
Hope my girlfriend is not cheating on me.
I hope my girlfriend is not cheating on me.
Up she isn't, down she is.
So far, didn't really notice what she was doing on the beach because I was too busy rescuing somebody. And my best friend convinced me to break up with her. Was she cheating on me? She was.
Kind of got odd.
All right. Yeah.
On national TV, and she's talking about. Yeah. Me and Brad were on the beach. He's my boyfriend.
Meanwhile, in the back of the ground, he had pictures of two of them making out.
But on the witness stand, she explains that as Brad was kissing me, I
looked over because he likes. Thing
on
my neck.
All right, Peter, Peter wants to make it big in Hollywood. Although he has no trained acting skills, he did impress the talent agent. And he, even though he started with a bad agent, he got himself a good agent. But he still has lost his portfolio. So is he going to?
I've got a vote up, but I've got a vote up with a caveat.
Oh, well, actually, it's up or down. So.
He makes it!
Caveat was he doesn't make it to Hollywood, but he ends up in Broadway.
That's cool.
Because I was thinking the high school acting thing.
All we get to do is decide whether or not he makes it.
True.
You get to describe
that's
that.
That's cool. That's fine. Yeah. He
wins a Tony.
In fact, what happens is he's not an actor, but he makes it big in Hollywood writing.
As an agent.
There you go.
Or as an agent.
As an agent.
Yeah.
Scammed by so many agents. Yeah. I know the business now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Maybe that's what happens to all actors that they don't quite make
awesome.
It.
Awesome. Right, well, that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool.
Right, that's
I enjoyed that a lot.
I like that.
This is very... I like this. I like this body of evidence building.
I like being able to switch the roles.
Yeah,
too, roles you're getting a good. Double perspective.
Can I show the DVD? This is a mock-up of what the game will look like.
Yep.
And again, there's a guide that's here is inside, which has the written of the step-by-step play.
Yeah. And then the CD actually will have a video or audio of it?
Audio.
Audio.
All you have to do is actually pop this into a CD player, and it's kind of like coming to a convention and having us run it for you.
Yeah.
Because it'll go step-by-step per track on how to play as you're playing it. And it'll come with the cards. Mm-hmm. So you'll have everything that you need to immediately open up a game and play it. And nobody has to like read a book to figure out what to do.
Yeah.
Words are complex.
I like it.
I do too.
Oh, except for dice. We're